And the Palestinian flag has been raised at Leinster House following the government's decision to formally recognise Palestine as a sovereign independent state. An ambassador of Ireland to the State of Palestine will be appointed, along with the full embassy of Ireland in Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin sought cabinet approval this morning for the recognition.
I think this is a very significant and historic moment for our country, along with Spain and Norway, and I think it represents significant movement across the European Union as well, and I would anticipate that other countries follow this decision by Ireland, Norway and Spain in the coming while.
That's Micheál Martin speaking earlier. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is in our Oireachtas studio this lunchtime. So what happens next, Paul?
Well, now that Ireland has recognised Palestine as a sovereign and independent state, and it's probably worth saying that we recognise the state and not any government, that is based on the 1967 borders, and it includes Gaza, the West Bank and East Jerusalem. It's also worth saying that Ireland's long-held view and continuing view is that Israeli settlements within those areas are illegal under international law. So after today's cabinet decision, we wait now a formal request from the Palestinian Authority. And once that comes in, it's at that point the government upgrade the status of the Palestinian mission in Ireland to that of an embassy, and it'll also authorise the appointment of an ambassador to the State of Palestine as well. Now, it's widely expected that the current head of the Palestinian mission in Dublin, Dr. Jalan Wahba Abdelmajid, will become the ambassador of the State of Palestine. Once, if it is her, as we expect, a formal ceremony would then be arranged to take place at Oras on Uachtaráin with President Michael D. Higgins, but we don't have a date for that just yet.
Formalities aside, Paul, has she had essentially the status of an ambassador here already?
Absolutely. The Irish government and previous governments have been long supporters of the Palestinian mission, the Palestinian state. There have been regular visits there. So this is more of a symbolic thing. In diplomatic terms, though, there is a difference, and it's substantial, between what an embassy is and what a diplomatic mission is.
Do you know who's going to be sent to Ramallah?
Well, the current person who's there at the moment is Fela McLaughlin. He's the head of mission in Ramallah, and so one would expect, but once again we don't know, that his status would just be upgraded.
The Taoiseach just said that he expects other countries to follow. Does he mean other EU countries?
He expects other EU countries. There's a particular focus on Slovenia and Malta. Slovenia is due to have a report sent to its parliament in the middle of June, I think, and Malta's also examining it. So those are two European and EU states, and I think it's important that the strategy of the government was to announce that Norway, Spain and Ireland were moving, but that others would follow, and that would increase the pressure on other EU states to do more. One of them is France. France has said that it doesn't believe the time is right just yet, but I think it will come under more pressure if it is the case that the Israeli military assault on Rafah continues.
Does Ireland expect any repercussions as a result of what it's done today?
It expects two things. I think one is that it is hoping that this declaration of the recognition of the State of Palestine will give a boost to the Arab peace vision, which is a peace plan being worked on by Jordan, by Egypt, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Palestine over the past number of months. It's hoping that aim of trying to establish a two-state solution will have more diplomatic heft because of what they've done, and will continue to as other EU member states join in. But I think there's also going to be negative consequences from Israel. Israel has made it absolutely clear that it believes any recognition of the State of Palestine should only happen when an overarching regional peace deal is put in place. So it happens at the end, not in the beginning. With regard to what diplomatic sanctions could be taken against the Irish mission, we've heard some rumours about the possibility that they wouldn't be briefed or that they wouldn't be able to travel to certain areas, things like that. But as it currently stands, there have been no consequences just yet.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.